Man, the very moment my Stickman lips graze the tip of that sweet, sweet Zaza, it's wraps for all the food in the fridge. And as soon as that THC tickles my brain, it's GG's. The food in my closet is already consumed, bruh. And shit, when I run out of food in the crib, I give my condolences to the local McDonald's workers. Cause man, I'm about to have those motherfuckers working overtime. Now listen, man, shout out to all my big homies out there, but I'm gonna make it clear real quick that I am not one of y'all. In fact, I make sure that I am precisely 64 pixels wide at all times. However, I will say mentally and in my heart, I am a little bit of an EDP445. Wait. No. I like food. What I was trying to say is that I like food, and usually I can resist food, but once that devil's lettuce gets a hold of my brain, I become a certified fat ass. I'm talking 750 pixels wide at least. I'm eating anything in sight, and as soon as I run out of food, I go to a new site and eat everything in sight again. And honestly, this shit is becoming a problem, bro.
No shit, buddy, your arteries are clogging.
Yeah.
And your blood pressure is through the roof.
Yeah, that too.
And you're developing type 7 diabetes.
Whoa, type 7? I thought there was only two types.
There was, until your fat ass decided to eat 87 ice cream sandwiches. How the fuck do you stomach 87 ice cream sandwiches?
Anyways, man, the munchies are lit, bro, because it's the only time you can truly taste each individual atom as it hits your tongue. Like, eating some good food while high is like a meditation, bro. Like, when you're zooted munching on some Doritos and you start closing your eyes, shit, you might just fuck around and become the Dorito. Now, this happens to me on a routinely basis, and as heavenly as that experience is, I must warn you, when you come out of your Dorito coma, you will be at least 5 bags deep in that motherfucker, and your hands may never be the same. Man, I'm still trying to recover to this day. Yeah, my Doritos still taste like fingers, bro. And if staining my fingers orange and developing a new type of diabetes sounds bad, my munchies addiction gets worse, bro. Because when you combine the zooted desire for food with the distorted judgment of the baked brain, shit, that's the perfect equation to put me in the crippling debt. Especially back in the day, because as a youngin, the only thing I was cooking was my brain cells, bro. So that meant I had to buy food. And to put it into simpleton terms, well, I was broke as shit. I remember one hot sunny day, me and the boys were chilling at a carnival with some of our other boys, and one of those boys whips out his dap pen. And so of course everyone flocks around that dude and chiefs the fuck out of his dap pen, and 15 minutes later, that shit hit. But you know what hit even harder? The goddamn munchies. And so there I was, walking around the carnival, absolutely blasted, with $50 to my name, looking for something to eat. And don't get me wrong, the carnival had lots of options, but they were really taxing out here, and for a dude with 50 bones to his name, I needed to find the most bang for my buck. And there I saw it. It was beautiful, a pink ice cream truck glistening in the summer sun. So you know I had to hop in line, and as I'm waiting in this line, the dude in front of me turns around, and he's like, damn, bro, you look high as giraffe balls, dude. What? Me? Nah, what? Me? No.
Hey, don't worry, dude.
I am too.
Oh, shit.
So me and my newfound homie are just chopping it up, talking about how sensational this ice cream is about to be, and soon enough, it was the homie's turn to order. Yo, dude, let me borrow one of those cookie dough ice cream cones. Alrighty, here you go. That'll be $12.
$12, bro, that's like half my net worth. Trust me, it's worth it, dude.
Yo, let me get a cookie cone. Alright, cookies and cream, here you go. And as I licked that thing, man, that shit was sensational as fuck. But as I turned around, I seen the baked homie step into a pothole and absolutely fumble his ice cream cone. And I'm not gonna lie, that was some of the saddest shit I ever seen. So I go walk over to give him some of mine. Hey man, you want some cookies and cream?
Oh shit, thank you, man.
Bro, did you just drop both of our $12 ice cream cones? Fuck. Then we were back in line like nothing ever happened. But man, waiting in that sun, my mouth was parched and my eyes were dry. And by the time we made it to the end of the line, I was looking like dried up SpongeBob, bro. Hey, it's you again.
Can I get the cookie cone, the
cookie cone, the cream, the one with the cream. Yeah.
And at last, after dropping half my net worth on ice cream, I took a big bite of that ice cream cone and man, I felt every sugar granule, every atom, every proton and electron contained within that bite. And for the time being, the munchies were cured.
Okay, Chains, welcome to your first day at Jim Jordan's. These are our new product, Bieber Bites. Just smile and remember.
The customer is always right.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, nah, I could do that.
All right, I'll leave you to it.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Hey, sir,
hey,
what
can
there.
I... Can I get some Bieber Bites?
Yeah, how many?
All right. How about this? Hey, let me get a pack of Justin Bieber's balls.
Funny, yeah, how many do you want?
Hey, let me get a pack of Bieber's sack.
Okay, yeah, how many, bro?
let me get a taste of Justin Bieber's wiener.
Back in my day, I used to work at a fast food place called Jim Jordan's. Now, for legal reasons, this is not Tim Hortons, okay? It has J's and shit, like, they don't even look that similar, bruh. But honestly, working at Jim Jordan's, I felt like Johnny Sins, the way I'd put on my uniform and go to work just to get the soul sucked out of me, bruh. And instead of dealing with a bunch of fat asses, I'm dealing with a bunch of fat asses talking about...
Alright, so I ordered an extra large BLT with ranch, extra bacon, no veggies, and I only got 5 strips of bacon. I want a new one.
Okay, yeah. Where's the sandwich?
I ate it.
Of course you did, bruh. Like, you do not need more food. I don't think your arteries could compensate for any more bacon.
No. My doctor said I'm in shape.
I mean, yeah, bro. You're in the shape of a circle. I mean, I don't even know how you made it through the door. Oh, shit. Damn.
Now, believe it or not, I was a Jim Jordan's Hall of Fame employee. Shit, I was the best in that whole goddamn establishment, bro. And no, it's not because I was the sexiest, hardest working, strongest, most intelligent dude they'd ever seen. It's because everyone else was ass, bro. On the drive-thru, we had the Indian homie Dil Preet, and the only English he knew was the Jim Jordan's menu, bruh.
Welcome to Jim Jordan's, what can I get for you?
Hey, just give me a moment.
I give you donuts.
No, I need time to think.
You need chai, tea, drink?
No, can you wait or not?
Okay, one tater tot.
No, wait.
You want 8?
No, okay, stop it, you know what?
Okay. Chocolate donut.
Then over making the food, we had this sweet 83-year-old lady, Linda, who was 20 years too old to be doing this shit.
Okay, Chains, here's the cheese bagel.
Thank you, Linda. But, yeah, this is the 9th cheese bagel you've given me in 20 minutes.
Oh, my good gracious. I'm sorry. Oh, what's this? Oh, cheese bagel coming right up.
And overworking the counter, we had Sebastian. Now, don't get me wrong. Sebastian was a really nice guy, but... He had a little hint of the tism, you know, he had a lot of the tism. Like, it was more like the tism had a hint of Sebastian. Which is cool, of course, but it did mean that he would absolutely yap at every single customer who came in the store. Shit, I'll never forget this one time a girl came in the store and just ordered a muffin, like...
Welcome to Jimmy's, what can I get for you?
Hey, can I just get a fruit explosion muffin?
Can you guess what Sebastian said next, bruh?
Maybe your total is 175? Cash or card?
For here or to go?
None of the above, bruh. The sentence that came out of this motherfucker's mouth was...
A food explosion muffin?
Yes, please.
That sounds an awful lot like a hate crime to me.
Yeah, can I get my muffin, please?
Do you get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, listen. It's like...
You really
okay.
don't need to explain.
Explosion, okay.
Sir, you don't,
it's like if you took need, a bunch no. of gay people...
So that's Sebastian. And over on drinks, we had this dumbass 15-year-old who's always spilling and shit. That was me. Yeah, that was me. I was ass too, but like, I was still the best by default though. So the point is, our Jim Jordan's crew was looking like a group of clumsy villains from a Disney movie. But just because we were all really ass at our jobs doesn't mean we were useless. Because if there's one thing we knew how to do, it was making people's days. Even worse than they already were. You pull up to our drive-thru all happy, just wanting a small coffee? Shit, you're leaving with a small hot tea and some suppressed anger you'll probably bring home and let out on your wife and children. You pull up to our drive-thru just wanting a breakfast sandwich? You're leaving with nothing, because we ran out of eggs and cheese and bread and the breakfast and the sandwich. You pull up to our drive-thru pissed off, complaining about how there's not enough mayo in your wrap? Bro, you're leaving with a wrap filled with super special secrets of bad.
Sebastian sauce. So I'm sure you could probably tell, but we had to do a lot of customer service and talk our way out of a lot of mistakes. And by we, I mean me, bruh. I was the designated customer service dude, because before it was me, it was Dilpreet, and that shit would usually go something like,
hey, I just took a bite out of my chicken wrap, and it literally tastes like someone busted a nut in that shit.
A nut?
Yes. Someone busted a nut in my goddamn food.
You want a donut?
No!
And then before Dilpreet, it was Linda.
Hey, I just took a bite out of my chicken wrap, and it literally tastes like someone busted a nut in that shit.
Oh, my heavens. That's horrible. I'm sorry. I'll get you a refund right away.
Ah, thank you. Hello?
Hello. Welcome to Jim Jordan's. What can I get for you?
God damn it.
And before Linda, it was Sebastian.
Hey, I just took a bite out of my chicken wrap, and it literally tastes like someone busted a nut in that shit.
Oh, yeah, that was me.
Now, of course, our elite Jim Jordan's crew had a manager,
Magnus.
Now, Magnus was strict as hell, but she would only show up like once a month. But whenever she did show up, she was running this Jim Jordan's like it was the military or some shit. Cause usually I'd be 54 minutes into my 30 minute break playing Clash Royale. But when Magnus was there, bruh, shit, I'd clock into my break, make eye contact with her, shit my pants, and then clock right back out. She was so intimidating that whenever she would show up, I would never spill a drink. Sebastian used real mayo. Dilpreet spoke fluent English, and Linda would be so stressed out, she'd forget to forget. She was running this place so much like the military, she had my ass waking up at 4:30 every day. And when Magnus was teaching me to do customer service, she really loved to say,
"The customer is always right."
So of course I listened, but it was low-key a crazy statement, because honestly, the customer is never right, bro. It doesn't even matter what we're talking about. It could be like, "Hey, how you doing?" "Hey, I'm doing good. Can't complain. I mean, it's a nice sunny day outside and all." Damn, this chicken wrap is good as hell. I am 100% sure nobody busted a nut in this. And I don't know about you, but I personally have never complained about my fast food order, ever. I usually just get my order, check the bag, realize instead of a Big Mac, they gave me a McChicken with a bite taken out of it, cut my losses, and I keep it pushing. But some of these motherfuckers in the Jim Jordan's drive-thru come in like you just murdered their entire family and then took a shit in their coffee.
Oh, shit.
Hey, you! There's not enough sugar in my fucking coffee!
Oh, okay, yeah, sorry about that. Do you want me to add more sugar?
No, this is unbelievable.
Now, I swear these angry customers love to throw around the word unbelievable. But I'm not gonna lie, we forgot to put sugar in your coffee. It's pretty fucking believable, bruh. I mean, look at the staff. We're getting paid minimum wage. The guy who took your order doesn't speak English. The guy who made your order's a 15-year-old running off 2 hours of sleep. And the rest of our staff is playing fucking patty cake. You're lucky we even had enough brain cells to get you the coffee. And I'ma be honest, it was a blessing that I was broke as shit and really needed that job, because if I didn't, I would have crashed out for sure.
Hey, some dumbass forgot to put cheese in my fucking grilled cheese.
Oh, hell no. Yo, Linda, you hear this ungrateful piece of shit?
Oh, hell no. You keep running your mouth, I'm about to grill your cheese, bitch.
What the fuck is your old ass gonna do?
You're not talking shit about Linda. Linda like that,
and I busted in your sandwich last week.
Wait, what?
Alright, listen, I'm creating something I like to call the internet.
Yo, what does it do?
On the internet, people are gonna be able to search up literally any question they have. They're gonna be able to watch videos for educational purposes. And the craziest achievement yet, you can communicate with literally anyone across the entire world.
Bro, this is gonna change the world. Bruh, I'm not gonna lie, the internet is 100% one of the greatest inventions of all time. Like, that shit's up there with the light bulb, the airplane, the testicles. Like, they're all groundbreaking inventions, but the internet just has to be number one, bro. Like, imagine telling a caveman you had a magical box where you could make anything pop up in 2 seconds. Yo, caveman Dave, I got a magical box where you can make anything pop up in 2 seconds. Oh, shit, cool. Do you know her or something?
Oh, no, Dave, get the fuck.
Now, caveman Dave absolutely dicking down the computer monitor seems stupid, barbaric, uncivilized, you know? Like, who's gonna tell, bro, they're just pixels on a screen, am I right?
Facts! Yo, caveman Dave is a dumbass!
Facts, yeah, nah, don't let me see your search history.
You know, we don't gotta do all that. You know, oh, okay.
Monstrous KFC mukbang.
I like KFC.
Fat motherfuckers eating a lot of food.
I was hungry.
Yo, big butt booty Latina oiled up, shaking that diggity dump truck dog. What are you searching?
Okay, listen, like, my finger slipped.
Yeah, bro. 2025 is the weirdest time to have access to the internet. And that's just cause everybody has that shit. Like, I got it, you got it, my grandma's got it, Kanye's got it.
Man, you and your grandma.
Kanye still got it.
And I'm and I fucking hate so every thing and I'm done.
Okay, yeah, well, not anymore. But I don't know if it's just me, but recently the internet has been getting more and more out of pocket, bro. Like, I'll be having a fantastic day, just chilling, until I pull up Instagram and see some shit talking about imagine your car declines at the abortion clinic and the doctor start nutting in you. Yeah, this motherfucker's never getting a job, bro. Like, his digital footprint's up there with fucking Kanye, bro.
Aw, hell nah.
Alright, his shit isn't yay bad, but imagine dude trying to apply to a university like, yes sir, this has been a dream of mine since I was a little kid, and I've spent thousands of hours studying, and it would be an absolute pleasure to join your program.
Wow, that's amazing, and it seems like your GPA is a perfect 4.0, and man, your volunteer work is nothing short of impressive. I mean, building an entire village in Africa with your bare hands, I mean, jeez. That's good stuff.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Yeah, now, I do just have one last question.
Yeah, anything.
What would happen if your car got declined in an abortion clinic?
Oh, holy shit, is that Girthy Dishwasher 97?
Yep.
Yeah, that's me, bro.
Yo, most relatable content on Instagram, I swear.
No, actually, I really never get the credit that
I deserve. Yeah, just put the fries in the bag.
Oh, okay.
And speaking of getting a job, you ever seen a kid under 7 years old post literally anything on Instagram?
Yo, the comment section has a field day, bro. Like, the video will be of a kid who's just barely on the brink of gaining consciousness, and the comments are talking about,
get a job, little motherfucker. Somebody get bro some fentanyl. I'm gonna touch you in places you ain't even know existed, little motherfucker.
Like, bro, stop touching these 6 year old kids and touch some grass, dickhead. Yeah, but I'm not gonna lie, as a motherfucker who draws Stickman for 16 hours a day, I really gotta start taking some of my own advice, bro.
Wait, what's your advice?
Oh, I mean, stop touching these 6 year old kids.
You touch 6 year old kids?
I'm talking about Gurgi Force.
Chains. You know the drill.
God damn.
Bro.
Even these motherfuckers have the internet, bro. Like, what could you even possibly be posting?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, nah. We gotta start banning motherfuckers from the internet, bro. And I think we should all do a poll for the first person to go. You know, like, take your time. Oh, shit. Okay, never mind. Votes are in. Looks like we're banning Jack Doherty.
Why in the fuckity shit did you just ban Jack Doherty?
You know what? Ban his the last two, bro. Actually, ban every single kid on the internet. Like, put down the Instagram reels, go outside and eat rocks like a normal kid before Gurgi Foreskin 445 fucks around and finds your IP address, bro. Cause there's a lot of weird motherfuckers online, especially considering the impending gooner epidemic of 2025. Now, if you're unaware of this widespread epidemic, well, fucking good for you, but there's been a recent spike in the amount of gooners seen online. Like, the type of motherfucker who'll be scrolling and see a video of a Cheeto that's kinda built somewhat like a Kardashian, and next thing you know, bro's got a DIY screen protector, bro! And I swear these gooners have no clue it's a problem either. Like, they probably show up to the doctor's office for a quick little checkup, and the doctor has to break the news to them, like,
yeah, Mr. Gooningson? Yeah, I'm sorry, but you gotta stop masturbating.
No, wait, what? No, wait, why?
Cause I'm trying to examine you, dumbass.
Oh, shit. Like, it's honestly mind-blowing how having access to the internet with all its power and infinite knowledge just makes us more stupid, bro. Like, at any given moment, we have the resources to learn quantum physics or learn how to watch Skibbity Toilet.
What? No. Why the fuck would we watch Skibbity Toilet?
Shit, man, this stuff's good. Just take a watch.
No, I'm not watching that shit.
Just real quick.
Yo, why are you recording me, bruh?
We're filming a YouTube video, dumbass.
Oh, shit, yeah, you're right. So I was saying there's a lot of people nowadays addicted to the internet and shit, like that guy over there.
Where? Bro.
What? Oh, shit, yeah, what I was saying was, back in the day, the internet was just for shit like cute cat videos and cool math games and shit, but nowadays, the internet has everything your brain craves. Like, it's got food for you, it's got friends for you, it's funny, it's educational. Bro, it has Cheetos,
built like Kardashians, bro. And as if the internet having everything we ever needed wasn't enough, these motherfuckers invented AI, bruh. Now, maybe it's just me, but this AI shit is getting a little too good, bro. I mean, when ChatGPT first came out, I was using that bad boy for all kinds of shit. Whenever I couldn't do my homework, ChatGPT. When I forgot a recipe, ChatGPT. When I couldn't get a girlfriend, cry myself to sleep. And then ask ChatGPT. Like back in the day, I was using that shit to fix all my problems. But nowadays, shit, nowadays I just be using it to spend quality time with bro.
Holy shit, this guy's a gooner if I've ever seen one.
And no, I'm not a fucking gooner, bro. I'm just spending some time getting to know my homie Mr. GPT. Cause when the day comes and that motherfucker and his AI homies decide to take over and kill the entire Stickman race, you're gonna be getting your shit annihilated, bro. And I'ma just be like, yo, GP. You don't gotta do this, bro. Remember when we used to talk about our feelings together and I used to send you line art of sexy Squidward and shit like...
You fucking gooner.
And honestly, I feel like the people are less scared of the robots taking over the entire world and they're more scared of them taking their jobs. But I'ma keep it a buck, I cannot relate, bro. Like, AI could never do the shit I do. AI could never do the shit I do.
Wait, what the fuck?
Who does this bum think he is,
bro? Who does this bum think he is, bro?
That shit doesn't even sound like me, bro. So you want to copy everything, huh?
Yeah,
you sure you want to do this?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. I like little kids. Yep. Yo. Like, you loading or something? Like, what's going on? You going to repeat it? Or, you
know? Undercover police has Bodge back.
If you saw this video, you would know my mom has caught me lacking baked beyond belief before. And after that experience, I really changed my ways. I mean, I was grounded for over a year. So in that time, I decided to get my life together. I started working out, eating healthy, getting straight A's in school. Okay, that's cap, but straight B's in school. Okay, B's and C's, but that's besides the point. The point is, I got my ass beat for coming home zooted, and I never smoked again. Until I did. So, this incident takes place with the man, the myth, the legend, Bob. So me, Billy, and Bob are chilling at Bob's crib when Bob says the holy words. Are you guys trying to smoke? Yeah, bet. And keep in mind, the rest of my homies had been smoking regularly. But your boy was fresh out of the slammer. I mean, I was pretty much on probation at this point. And on top of that, I hadn't smoked for over a year, so my tolerance had gone to shit. So with all that being said, the smart decision was to simply not smoke. But shit, if you know me, I am not one for smart decisions. In fact, I was one for stupid decisions. So I was out here hitting this hoe like Chris Breezy. I was puffing this joint like Wiz Khalifa. When honestly, I should have been patient and just taking my time because who knows what my tolerance was at this point. So when it starts hitting me, it hits hard. But the homies were closely monitoring me because they knew if I got caught high again, well on probation, I would be serving 20 to life. So they're out here checking my eyes, checking my heart rate, checking my pulse, and the diagnostic was, I think you're chilling, bro. But progressively, I was getting higher and higher. So as we're there watching the most goated cartoon, The Amazing World of Gumball, I start floating. And I don't know if anyone else has experienced this before, but sometimes when you get mad high, you just forget that you even exist. And you use 107% of your brain power to just think. So I was out here floating away, thinking about some random bullshit. Yo, it's crazy that everyone in the world is either named Quandale, or they're not. Wait, what if I'm in a simulation? No. What if I'm in an animation, being drawn by some dude on his computer for a platform of entertainment, and a bunch of people know what I'm thinking right now? Hold up. Is a tomato a vegetable or a fruit? But I'm brought back to earth by a text message. Oh man. Mom. Please come home for dinner at 6. Damn, I gotta be home for dinner at 6. Oh shit, what time is it? It's 5:30. Nah, we can't let your mom find out you're cooked. So Bob whips out his emergency hide how baked you are kit. Boom, hits me with the eye drops to make my eyes less red. Douses me in cologne to cover up the smell. And apparently eating oranges also helps slow down your high. So I leave Bob's crib and as I'm walking home, I'm brainstorming all the possible scenarios. Either I play this off like a smooth criminal and nobody ever finds out, or I could get caught and I could get sentenced to 30 years. So as I walk up to my front door, my entire future is dependent on how I play this shit off. I take a deep breath and I ring the doorbell. And my brother opens the door. The door was unlocked, dumbass. Fuck, I'm off to a bad start. So I walk into the kitchen, casual as hell. Oh, Chains, how was your day? Oh, it was good. How was yours? Yeah, good shit, we're doing good. Oh, it was good, thanks for asking. Wow, Mom, this mac and cheese looks succulent. Fuck, why did I say that? Who the fuck says succulent? Oh, why, thank you. I switched the recipe up a little bit. Just be casual, be casual. The mac and cheese, it's good. Thank you. What were you guys doing at Bob's? Fuck, what do I say? Twister. Oh, a twister? Yep, twister. Wasn't it just you, Bob, and Billy? Yep, just a good old game, a twister with the boys. Damn, y'all are gay as hell. Yep. not to being gay as hell. I just meant yup in general. Like, you know, like, yup. Chains, are you feeling okay? Oh fuck. She knows. What do I do? A little word of advice. Whenever you're in one of these situations, just cap and say you're tired. Like, it works for everything. Are you high? No, I'm just tired. Damn, bro. Are you depressed? No. I'm just tired. Help! Help! I'm drowning! No, I'm just tired. So while I was backed into a corner, I was pretty much on trial facing life. I just used the good old, I'm just really tired. I couldn't get much sleep last night. I think I could even take a nap right now. But thank you very much for dinner. And call me Michael Jackson, cause your boy was a certified smooth criminal. And I moonwalked my high ass all the way into a nap. And goddamn, that nap hit.
Man, I don't know about y'all, but for me, having an older brother is like...
Oh, chin check!
Damn, bro, L Chin, am I right? Nah, I got you a gift, though.
Damn, for real?
Yeah, open them up.
Oh, these are tough. Let me try them on.
Yup, you know what these are good for, bro?
Yeah, what is it?
Wedgie! I'm not gonna lie, bro, I still love having a big brother. Like, yeah, you get your ass beat bi-weekly. Yeah, these motherfuckers will steal your food, and they be frying your shit for no reason whatsoever.
Chain's for real, not as Chipotle for real. Because he's wrapped like a burrito.
Well, let's think about it, bro. What is the alternative? A big sister, bruh? Hell nah. These motherfuckers will force you to do your makeup and shit. Alright, yeah, pull the plug.
But it looks good.
Pull that shit. Like, pull the plug.
Bro, I don't
pull
think we can do
plug.
That.
Pull
Damn,
the plug.
Are you
pull
serious,
the,
bro?
Man, pull the fucking plug. Like, having a brother's an interesting situation. Because I would trust this motherfucker with my life. No questions asked. But I'm not trusting him with my Chipotle for a second, bro. Like, I was born with my very own number one hater and my number one supporter who just happens to have the same mom as me, bro. But listen, nowadays, I'm a grown-ass man. My brother, a grown-ass man. Now that we're both grown, we get along like PB&J.
Yo.
That's what I was about to say, bro.
For real, though. We get along like chicken
and waffles.
Okay.
Yes, sir, bro. We get along like salt and vit. Nah, I don't get it, bro. I don't know what you're trying to say.
Nah, I mean, what I'm trying to say is if I'm eating,
right.
Worried,
oh,
and if he gets into a fight, we get into a fight, if someone reads my search history, we searched up Lola Bunny furry buns, looped up, shaking it wild
bro.
Style,
nah.
What are you doing,
we didn't do that?
Fuck no.
Okay, yep, no, that's fine. But a lot of shit has changed throughout the years, man. Back in the day, me and my brother were ops, bro, because this motherfucker's sole reason for living and breathing was to rage bait my ass, and I was like 5 years old still figuring out who's milking the chocolate cows and shit, and big bros hit me with shit like,
yo, what's 9 plus 10?
It's 19.
Get a load of this dipshit.
Bro, it's literally 19. Man, what the fuck?
Dude, why are you so mad, bro?
Bro,
relax, bro. Just sit down, take a deep breath.
Who's a good boy?
Yeah, man,
who's
fuck. Now, me and my homies used to wrestle all the time, and my record was decent. We're talking like 50 and 10, and at the time, my signature go-to finisher move was the guillotine choke. It had seriously never let me down once until I tried that shit with Big Bro, and I started guillotining my ass beat, dog. My brother's 3 years older than me, so that shit was like a boss battle that you just don't have enough XP for, bruh. Like, when I would pull up on him, I hear boss battle music, my health bar pops up, and I start unloading the clip on this motherfucker, but he's done beat my ass so many times. He's got my moveset memorized and shit, bro. Like, this motherfucker's the Picasso of beating my ass specifically. Like, every time I was getting folded like an omelet, folded like origami, I was getting folded like I was playing poker, the way he just dealt me these hands, bro. And maybe you're thinking, Big Bro got the strong genes, so I got the smart genes type shit. Nope, not. This motherfucker took those jeans too, bro, and he put them to use. Cause he used to manipulate the shit out of me, bro. Like, I remember one Halloween a long time ago when I was like 4, my mom came up to us with 2 costumes, right? One was Spider-Man with the fake muscles and everything, and the other was Shrek. It was Shrek.
Yo, I call Spider-Man.
No, but I want Spider-Man.
Actually, you know what?
I want Shrek, man. Shrek is cool as hell. Like, what'd he say? What'd he say? What are you doing in my swamp?
Wait, no, want Shrek.
Oh, you think he's supposed to be like Mike Wazowski or some shit?
I don't even know.
What are you doing in my swamp?
And this can't just be me, bro. But when we were younger, my brother would teach me some lingo or advanced intellectual informational shit. And I would go around school just spewing out words I don't even understand, bro.
Damn, what y'all got for lunch?
Shit, it's just a little PB&J.
That's savage. Yeah, yeet.
Yeah, man. I guess. I mean, my mom.
Okay, Bob, I see some pizza. YOLO. Well, what about Bev's? Bev's, what are we saying?
I got some apple juice.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I love apple juice.
I don't.
Bro, what? Who doesn't love apple juice?
Damn, well, it's because my brother says that juice has a secret society where all the juices, I'm talking apple, orange, fucking pineapple, get together and they control the bank.
Everybody is watching
shit.
Now, me and my brother would go at it, bro. It was a seemingly never-ending rivalry between us of me getting my ass beat, him beating my ass. Okay, maybe it wasn't a rivalry. Shit, I think I was getting bullied. But one day when I was 7 years old, everything changed for both me and my brother when we got a stepsister, bro, because she was annoying as fuck. Her name was Alicia, and she was spoiled, bro. Every time she didn't have her way, she would just call up her pops, and it was raps for me and bro. Alicia was getting a princess treatment, and we were getting a fucking peasant treatment, dog. Like, let me tell you a story from my childhood, bro. I was 7 years old, and me and Alicia shared a small room, and it was split right down the middle. The left side was blue, Spider-Man bed, teddy bear, boy shit, right? And the right side was pink, Disney princess posters, Barbie dolls, all the girl shit. And one night, I was in Dreamland, counting sheep, having a wonderful time, and when I woke up, I realized I done pissed the bed, bro. Grown ass man at the big age of 6, pissing in the sheets. Hell nah. I was like, shit, man, I gotta get my act together, bro. So throughout that day, I drank a little bit less water, hopped into my cozy Spider-Man bed sheets, and went to sleep. And when I woke up, I done pissed the bed again, bruh. Fuck, man. 2 in a row, I gotta lock in, man. So that day, drank no fucking water. I was parched as hell, but I jumped into bed to finally have a nice, peaceful, dry sleep. And when I woke up, fucking soaked, dog. I went 3 for 3, bro. I was like the LeBron James of waterlogging the mattress.
All right, bro. This shit's just getting ridiculous.
So I go 2 days straight, no water. I'm fully dehydrated. There's not an ounce of water in my body. I finally go to sleep, but this time, I wake up to rustling, movement, my bed kind of shaking. I fully open my eyes.
Alicia just pissed on my bed, bruh.
Yo, what the fuck?
Oh, hey, Chains. They will never believe you.
Bro, I hop off the DIY water mattress, run over to my mom's room, and you gotta think about how guilty and schizophrenic I sounded, bro.
Mom, Alicia is pissing on my bed.
James, it's possible you wet your own bed while you were sleeping.
No, come here. Look, she's probably doing it right now.
James,
Alicia's dead asleep.
No, no, but every single day I wake up and there's just piss all over the Spidey blankets. All
right, Chains, what's next? Alicia's just gonna shit your pants too, bro?
And to this day, nobody believed me except my motherfucking brother, bro, because he's a G. And when he realized how annoying a little sibling can actually be, he was like, shit, I low-key fuck with you, little bro.
Hey, I fuck with you too, twin.
So we started playing some Mario Kart together. He taught me how to play basketball. He introduced me to Minecraft. He even taught me how to make a YouTube channel. And as we got older, big bro got a car. And that shit felt like when Greg and Roderick finally started fucking with each other, bro. We were running around, hitting late-night Severance, eating straight Roderick-ass meals. We were in that bitch like,
brain freeze.
And ever since that day, my big brother's been like my second half, bro. My twin in him. Truly, I can say my big brother is my
vinegar, bro. It was salt and vinegar.
It was on the tip
Everybody
of my tongue, bro. How did I not get
vinegar.
That?
What are you doing in my swamp?
There's a lot of things in life that I don't really understand, but if there's one thing I can truly comprehend, it's being grounded. Because in my time, I've served a total of 547 days and 16 hours in the slammer. And through a year and a half of extensive first-hand research, I've come to the professional conclusion that getting grounded is straight ass, bro. You're locked in your room with no phone, no computer, like what do you want me to do? Think about my actions? Hell nah. Being grounded had a young me doing the stupidest shit ever, bro. Like, I was popping handstands, hitting my head against the wall, playing with the door stopper thingy. Shit, I got so bored, I even read a few pages of a book like an absolute nerd. And now that I think about it, Percy Jackson and the Battle of the Labyrinth was actually a spectacular read. Now listen, there's only one thing worse than being grounded, and that's being falsely imprisoned for life. Well, now that I think about it, there's a lot of things worse than being grounded, but one of which is being grounded during summer, bro. There's something about being able to hear all the happy children, the ice cream trucks, your homies having fun, the hoes throwing rocks at your window, asking you to come outside. Well, you just cry yourself to sleep, because there never was any hoes throwing rocks at your window asking you to come outside. It's just you, your Percy Jackson books, some used toilet paper, and the existential thoughts in your head, questioning if it's even worth it. And listen, I'm sure everyone can pick up on the fact that I'm a really intelligent dude. Smart all around, really, but trust me when I say, I wasn't always this smart, bro. In fact, in kindergarten, my dumbass fully believed with my whole heart that being grounded meant your parents would just dig a decent-sized hole in your backyard, toss you in, and bury you alive for the time being. And so I'm sure you could imagine my surprise when my OG friend of 5 days said, yeah, I got grounded for 2 whole weeks. Holy fucking shitballs, dude, are you okay? No, man, it's really hard. I didn't get to touch any of my toys or anything. Damn, how long ago was that, man? Oh, I'm still grounded. What? No, you're not. Yeah, dude, I'm grounded right now. No, the fuck you're not. And I wouldn't truly find out what being grounded was until 7 years later. I was in grade 7. It was a beautiful sunny summer day at approximately 11 a.m. And me and the boys were freely roaming our city. Little did I know, we wouldn't be free for long. And as the boys and I roamed the city looking for a move, one of Bob's girls calls him up and is like, okay, so my friend Becky is in Hawaii for a few days with her family, and she said I could bring you over. And just like that, Bob could have wrapped it up and claimed some cheeks. But the boy Bob was never one to leave the homies behind. So not only did he convince his girl to let us come, but he went above and beyond. He got his girl to bring some of her friends over too. And now we're hyped because we had now located the move, and quite a marvelous move if I do say so myself. Now keep in mind, all of us knew Becky and had been to Becky's house many times before, but Becky was all the way in Hawaii, so she had no clue about the marvelous move about to take place at her own crib. But regardless, me and the homies walk into Becky's crib and they low-key got a little get-together in the works. I see Bob's girl, I see Bob's girl's friends, and then I see a mutual friend of mine named Dennis. And he brought his girl. Now, a little backstory about Dennis. Dennis was 2 years older than me, making him in high school. And to be fair, from grade 7 to high school is a colossal difference. Dennis was taller, had a more developed frame, and Dennis even had some facial hair in progress. The amount of facial hair that put my peach fuzz to shame. And to put it quite simply, Dennis was a menace. But regardless, that's my homie's homie, so I walk up and dap him up. And then everyone heads over to Becky's room. Now keep in mind, Becky had simply invited Bob and Bob's girl to come over. And somehow, we ended up being 8 people deep in that joint. And so that means technically, the other 6 of us were straight trespassing. So we were all chilling in Becky's room, chopping it up for a good hour and a half, until eventually, people start exploring her house. Now in Becky's room, it was just me, Bob, Bob's girl, and Bob's girl's friend named Lily. And so we're all just talking until I hear someone yell from the room down the hall.
Yo, Chains, get in here right now!
And I don't know exactly what I was expecting to see as I walked into that bathroom, but it was absolutely not seeing Dennis drop a condom filled with water on Billy's head. And of course I laughed, because that's comedy gold right there. But it also made me realize, maybe we shouldn't be here dropping condoms on each other's heads. But who was I to tell Dennis what to do? He had facial hair, so he was practically a grown man to my standards. So I just turned around, went back to the room, and continued chilling with Bob. And as we talked, the music progressively got louder, and Dennis progressively became more of a menace. And it had got to the point where the speakers were booming, and Dennis was lobbing condom water balloons off Becky's balcony. And then one time, Dennis either almost hit or just missed Becky's neighbor with one of these condom water balloons. So this grown man looks down at a condom that seems to have fell from the heavens. Then he looks up and sees Dennis scrambling inside to Becky's crib with the speakers blasting music. And then he continued on his way. And we were all just having a fantastic time in Becky's room until we hear the downstairs door swing open. And we all absolutely shit our pants and run onto the balcony.
Hey! I just texted the family who lives here, and they said no one is supposed to be in the house. Everyone needs to leave right now, or I'm calling the cops.
And that's exactly what we did. No messing around, we were out that hoe. And we all went to Bob's girl's house for an emergency meeting, because we were all scared as fuck. And now Bob's girl and Becky are texting, and Becky's like, my parents are pissed, they want to talk to everyone's parents, and they know how many people were there. So we all devise a foolproof plan. Okay, we give Becky our phone numbers, tell it's our parents' phone numbers, and we act super disappointed in our children. We all agreed on this plan, and the emergency meeting was dismissed. And over the next few days, we all got texts from a very unhappy Becky's father, who made sure to specify the amount of condoms that were found in the bathtub. We all respond with some bullshit along the lines of,
hello, Mr. Beckerson. I'm very sorry to hear about the inconsiderate acts of Chains and how he's invaded your home. Rest assured, Chains will feel the wrath of this thick leather belt as it repeatedly beats against his cheeks to discipline him for his heinous actions. Thank you for bringing this to my attention.
But come to find out, Lily's dumbass responded with some shit like, Dear Mr. Beckerson, thank you for letting me know, but Lily did nothing wrong, as she didn't know she wasn't allowed there. Plus, she didn't even make a mess or anything, on God. Put some respect on my daughter's name, period.
And just like that, our foolproof plan got fucked. And Becky's father texted each of us saying,
You are coming to the house at 3:15 p.m. today, or I'm calling the cops.
And shit, looking back, Becky's father was most definitely bluffing. Like, say I didn't go, what was he gonna tell the cops?
911, what's your emergency?
Hey, there was 8 kids who invaded my home 3 days ago.
Okay, sir, did they break in?
No, No. My daughter gave them the key.
Sir, why the fuck are you calling 911?
There was condoms in the bathtub!
But like I said, I wasn't very smart, and I didn't have the brain capacity to think that far ahead. So everyone shows up to the house, and Becky's father sits us down and makes each of us individually call our parents and explain what we had done. And I went first.
Hey, Mom, I went to Becky's house the other day, but she was in Hawaii, and I wasn't really invited. And
there was condoms in the bathtub!
Needless to say, we all got our shit whooped, and I received my very first grounding with a sentence of 1 month in the slammer.
Yo, you can live the rest of your life without breathing.
What? No, you need to breathe. Hey, watch and learn, my friend. Oh, shit. Would you look at that?
Okay, class, today we're gonna be studying atoms.
Yes, Chains.
If we're made out of atoms, and we're studying atoms,
Does that mean atoms are studying themselves?
Chains, are you high? No. No.
Damn. You know how everyone says, oh, I took a shit? No, you never take a shit. You leave it.
Yo, guys, I just took the meanest shit I've ever seen.
Hell yeah. Bro, isn't it crazy that you can imagine what it would feel like to lick any object you look at? Bro, what? Why are you looking at my balls like that?
Oh, hell nah.
You know what I just realized? Yeah, what? Walking around with one crowbar is much more suspicious than walking around with three crowbars. Bro, is that your car?
Oh, shit.
Yo, this burger is busting in my mouth right now, bro. I know, this shit is scrumptious.
The ham, it's just exquisite. Mm-hmm. Wait, ham? There's no ham in the burger.
It's a hamburger, dumbass. Of course there's ham in the burger.
No, the patty, it's made out of beef.
Bruh, that's like saying a hot dog isn't made out of a dog, for Pete's sake.
Damn, your eye is shit. Okay, when I say sun, do you think of day or night? Obviously the day, that's when the sun's out.
Okay, makes sense.
But what if I were to tell you that you see more suns in the sky at night than you do in the day?
Whoa.
You are hereby sentenced to 35 years in jail for repeatedly kicking a pregnant woman. Objection, Your Honor. When you really think about it, everyone in this room has repeatedly kicked a pregnant woman before. Even you, Your Honor. Fuck. Holy shit. Horses are naysayers.
Sir, I am very sorry to inform you. The STD results came back and you are positive for chlamydia, gonorrhea, trichomoniasis, syphilis, chlamydia, herpes, HPV, HIV, and chlamydia again. Somehow you got 3 cases of chlamydia.
Damn, you know what that made me realize?
That you should wear a condom?
Nah, life is a sexually transmitted disease that will 100% lead to death.
Damn right. Sir, you got 3 days to live.
You ever think about how old cars are looked at like, look at this dude's old ass car. He's broke as shit. Damn, at least my car isn't as old as this dude's. Holy shit, this guy's car is a shitbox. Damn. Look at that vintage car. Wow, that guy's car is insanely old. He's gotta be a millionaire. What the fuck? Is that Fred Flintstone?
Whether we like it or not, we were all once inside some balls.
Facts.
I'm talking in the testes. Damn. I'm talking in the family jewels. Oh, yeah. I'm talking in the nut storage. I'm talking in the semen spheres.
God damn, Todd's really laying down some mean pipe over there. You know, Todd beating down those doonies really got me thinking. Most people are made in a bed, born in a bed, and die in a bed. Damn.
Bro,
stairs were made to make a really big fall into a bunch of small falls. Oh, shit, are you good? You know, someone probably still gotcha nose from years and years ago.
Gotcha nose, give it back.
It's me.
What do you mean? It's me. I am the one who gotcha nose.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes. Dude, give it back.
Or what?
Give it back.
No, it's my nose now.
You gotta eat the frog.
No, just eat the frog.
Nope, one bite.
Not doing it.
You just gotta try
it. I'm not eating the frog.
It tastes like chicken.
Yo, mama tastes like chicken.
Come on, it's tradition. You have to eat the frog.
Damn, traditions are really just dead people peer pressuring us.
Eat the frog, pussy.
That's why you're dead, bitch.
Listen, I just can't wrap my brain around it.
Yeah, what's up?
Can you tell me why the fuck we park on the driveways and we drive on the parkways?
It makes no sense.
Hey, Alexa, order some extra large magnums real quick.
No, we both know you get absolutely zero bitches.
Alexa,
you
Alexa,
got
stop.
No reason
stop.
On top of
Alexa,
you and I both know
Alexa,
you are
shut
a
up.
Small condom boy.
Bro, over the next generation, we're gonna see a serious decline in the number of people who are named Alexa.
Damn.
Wow, that's quite a beautiful birdhouse right there.
Yeah, do you think it's made out of wood?
Oh yeah, for sure. And where does wood come from?
Fuck do you mean, where does wood come from? It comes from a tree.
Exactly. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
People cut down birds' houses to make birdhouses.
Oh, fuck?
Yeah, I meant people cut down birdhouses to make birdhouses.
As you get older and older, a life sentence continues to become less threatening.
Yo, there's probably a point where you just don't give a fuck.
Put the money in the bag, bitch.
I hereby sentence you to a life sentence in prison.
3 days later.
Whoops. Oh.
Okay. How the fuck did somebody look at all these rocks and trees and shit and just think, yeah, I can make a Wi-Fi out of this. Why is it a chair, bro? Someone tell me why it's a chair.
You see, the word chair actually originates from the word cathedra, which is a combination of Latin words that means sit and down. Incidentally, the word cathedral got its name as it is the seat or chair of the bishop.
Oh, damn, this sandwich is about to go crazy, bro. Wait, that sandwich would hit way harder if we smoked before you eat it. Oh, okay, yeah, you right.
A few moments later.
Damn, my sandwich went bad. Nah, when you think about it, your sandwich didn't go bad. Something just started eating it before you did. Whoa, that's crazy to think about. Wait. Are you eating my sandwich right now?
You gotta be faster than that, bro.
I'm talking inside the cum factories.
For real.
I'm talking inside the sperm bank.
For real.
I'm talking inside
these nuts.
I'm talking
crazy.
In the Dwayne the Rock Johnsons.
Damn.
Nah, fuck you. Hey, fuck you then. That's why you eat meat. I don't eat meat. I'm vegan. Oh shit, same. But you're still a bitch. Okay, and I still laid pipe on your mom. Yo, what's going on here? He called me a bitch, and he said he had sexual intercourse with my mom. Yo, calm down. I thought you guys were both vegan.
Yeah, we
are. What about it? If you guys are both vegan, are you guys really beefing? Damn, that was unfunny as fuck. Should we just beat his ass?
Yeah, we should.
Ah, shit, damn. Ah, I see here. Looks like your toothpaste hasn't been doing the job. Try this one. 9 out of 10 dentists recommend this toothpaste. Wait a minute. If dentists make their money off people having bad teeth, and 9 out of 10 dentists recommend this toothpaste, why would I choose to use this
one? Go.
Shit, he knows. Man, you ever think about how the ocean is just some really big soup?
Damn, I guess you're right.
Or have you ever thought about how there's more airplanes in the ocean than submarines in the sky?
Oh shit, apparently not.
Damn, we're high as fuck. Man, you know what I just realized?
What's up?
Your balls are kind of like a body bag of sorts. You know what I'm saying? You gotta stop looking at my balls, bro.
Okay, but who named it a chair? Like, who just looked at this thing and was like, oh, yup. This is gonna be called a goddamn fucking chair.
Boo.
Oh, you scared me half to death.
What happens if you get scared half to death twice?
Oh, I don't know. It's just a saying.
Boo.
Oh,
shit. Is he dying? I think. Damn. What, when you really think about it, most guys will get their first set of flowers at their funeral.
That's some real shit.
Wait, Chains, are you high at a funeral?
No.
Okay, okay. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, baby, let's go. Let's go!
Now, I don't know why, but there's just some things we all did as kids. And it's not like any of these things actually make sense, but
But we just did them. Like, did you even have a childhood if you never dug a hole to China?
Timmy, we're almost there.
Yay, just 2 more minutes. I mean, kids are just some dumbasses, bro. Like, who's gonna tell little Timmy he's not digging through the Earth's core with this little rinky-dink ass shovel? But to be completely honest, out of all these dumbasses, I was probably the stupidest kid known to man. Like, I remember when I was 5 and I was taking my annual shower, you know, and all of a sudden I had realized I was a fucking superhero. It was just the way the water was flowing out of my fingertips. It was like nothing I'd ever seen before. And I was fucking hyped. I mean, from this point on, my new name was Waterboy. Wow. I was pretty fucking stupid, but not everything I did as a kid was completely impractical. For example, I know you used to run up the stairs on all fours, bro. Like, this was just the most efficient way to get from point A to point B. I used to feel like a fucking cheetah going up those stairs. In fact, going up the stairs in this manner was so efficient, I asked myself, well, why don't people go down the stairs like this? And shit, I figured out why. Or bro, on a hot summer day, I would wait for my mom to whip out the fan. And as soon as she turned that bitch on, me and my brother would turn into the Migos. We were dropping hit after hit. Like, we were spending so much time talking into this fan, our mom was a little concerned.
Raindrop.
Drip.
Drop top.
Smoking no cookie in a hot box.
Cookie.
Fucking on your bitch here. Dot, dot, dot. Cooking up dough for in a crock pot.
Pot.
Hey guys, you've been there for 6 hours. I think it's time.
Ma, let him cook.
Bad and bougie. Cooking up dope with the Uzi.
Hey!
And speaking of cooking, when Mama Chains would whip up some good old Kraft dinner, I had no choice but to put a piece of KD on each prong of the fork. Like, that shit just simply tasted better, bro. Or whenever I was walking on a sidewalk, I would strategically plan out each footstep to make sure I was not stepping on a crack. Now, the funny thing about this one is... I still do that shit. And I know some of y'all are gonna think I'm weird for that, but riddle me this. Who's gonna be laughing when your mom's in the ER with a broken back, bitch? Now, I feel like at one point or another in your life, you just had to check if the fridge light stayed on when you close it. It's really just a part of growing up. Like, one day you'll go grab some milk for your Honey Nut Cheerios and you'll be like, hey, wait a minute. Or what about when you were bored in the car and you start doing parkour with your fingers to the window? I used to hit some crazy combos and then I would go to finish it off with a backflip. Or have you ever fucked around in the living room and you broke a vase or some shit?
Whoops.
You know, you get a timeout or you receive a little whooping. Now, coming out fresh off that whooping, this shit could only go one of two ways. Either you ball your eyes out and play with this fucking thing for hours, or you would plan to run away, bro. That was it. That was your only options. And I had a few of those moments where I was ready to dip. I would pack an apple in my trusty Minecraft sword for the trials and tribulations to come. And then I would look my sweet mother in the eyes and realize... Shit, she's making mac and cheese tonight. I can't leave yet. And you have simply not lived if you never hit a DS under your pillow at night. Like for me, the Mario grind was 24/7. There was no sleeping. But I'm not gonna lie, I had some close calls trying to pull that shit off.
Good night, Chains. Sweet dreams.
Good night, Ma. Love you.
Love you too.
Fuck. And goddamn, bro, in grade 1, we would be doing anything but schoolwork. Like, we'd be poking holes in our erasers, injecting heroin with mechanical pencils, drawing this shit, and breaking this shit off mechanical pencils. I'm not gonna lie, you still gotta keep me away from those things, because if I see them... I will break them. And yo, I'm not gonna forget you motherfuckers who used to put glue on your hands and let it dry so you could peel it off. Like bro, you're weird for that shit, I'm not gonna lie. But I did used to love crafting the biggest marker sword you could and have a duel. And I don't know why, but I always used to carry around this tiny ass pencil. Like I never actually used it, but I always had it. And I used to flex it too, thinking it was cool or something. Yo, shorty. Take a look at my pencil.
Oh my god, why is it so tiny?
Tiny? It's not that small. And bro, tell me as a kid that you never had the random urge to just do this shit. And you just stay there. I don't know why. And I'm not gonna lie, I have to contribute my entire professional stickman career to drawing on the windows as a kid. Like, Mini Chains was whipping up some masterpieces. They were on some Picasso level shit, which is exactly why you see this high quality stickman content. There's levels to friendships. I mean, you could have known your homie since you were 2 years old. You could have lived together. I mean, you could have survived the whole zombie apocalypse together. But shit, the truth is, you haven't truly experienced brotherhood until you and your homie have participated in a two-man mission. Like, just look at Kobe and Shaq, man. That type of chemistry can only be achieved by running a two-man. Shit, I bet these motherfuckers were running two-mans every night. And you already know Kobe was laying down that Mamba mentality while Shaq had his girl O'Neilin. But for those of you who may be wondering, Chains, what the hell is a two-man mission? Well, I'm glad you asked. It's quite simple, really. It's when you're gonna link with a girl, but you bring your homie and she brings her homie. And what this does is it sets an environment when you and your homie can dribble, pass, alley-oop, and ideally dunk that shit. Now don't get me wrong, it's simple but not easy. I remember my first two-man mission like it was yesterday. It took place when I was in grade 7, and it started when my friend Joe hit me up like,
yo bro, I'm going to this girl Sophie's house and her friend Ava's there, you trying to pull up?
And I was like, am I trying to pull up? Hell yeah, I'm trying to pull up. So we show up to her house and I'm new to this whole thing, so I'm sitting there like,
what now?
We could watch a scary movie.
Yeah, let's do it.
Calm down.
Personally, I'm not a big fan of scary movies.
Man, shut the fuck.
So we're watching a scary movie, and to be honest with you, it was simply the best scary movie I'd ever seen in my entire life. So I was really getting invested in this plot. And Ava's like, oh my god, I'm scared. And that shit went way over my head.
What? Why?
It's not even at the scary part yet. And then only 30 minutes into the movie, Joe and Sophie are like,
yo, we'll be right back.
Oh, okay. Do you guys want me to pause the movie?
Nah, it's all good, bro.
And you see, what Joe just did right there was a calculated move. In basketball terms, he just said an ISO. So now it was two 1v1s. And the situation was absolutely perfect, but the problem was, I actually liked the fucking movie. And that violates rule number 3 in section 7 of how to pull off a successful two-man. Never give a fuck about the movie. Cause the truth is, the movie length is like the shot clock. If you end up actually watching the entire movie, you failed the mission. But I had no clue, and to be honest, I didn't even know what a two-man was at the time. So I got some popcorn and I was just watching the movie. But when the climax of the movie was about to come around, I did something that violated every term and agreement of the two-man mission. I went over to Joe and Sophie like,
Hey guys, quick, you're gonna miss the best part.
Oh, fuck. And I missed the climax of the movie, but shit, I seen a climax. And needless to say, Joe never invited me to a two-man mission since. But you know I had to redeem myself, even if it was 3 years later when I was in grade 10. It was a Saturday night, and me and Bob were looking for something to do. And I'm gonna keep it a stack with you, bro. I had no motion. Like, my Snapchat was drier than a Popeye's biscuit, bro. But lucky for me, Bob had a roster. And I'm talking an all-star lineup of girls who just want Bob on their body. And I don't blame them. I mean, shit, I got Bob on my body right now. And you can too at chainsclub.shop. That's right, we got hoodies, shirts, beanies, socks, keychains, stickers, you name it. And starting at the price of $4.20, Bob can be all yours. Or if you want me, I wouldn't mind being on your keychain or something.
Treat me like white tea.
So as I was saying, me and Bob were bored. So Bob hits up this girl named Avery like, what are you doing right now? And she's like, just chilling. Who you with? My friend Alice. Let's link. I'm with my homie. Okay, is he cute? Cute as hell. Okay, come over. And I'm excited as fuck, so we get Bob's sister to drive us to Avery's crib, and as we pull up to her house, I remember a crucial detail that I'd been forgetting this whole time. I was scared of the hoes, bruh. And as we walked up to her door, I was starting to get flashbacks of me and Joe's two-man, where Joe tossed up an alley-oop for both of us, and I blocked his shot, metaphorically and literally. And as I'm psyching myself up, Bob calls Avery to tell her we're here, and she's like, so, my parents are asleep, so you're gonna have to come in through my window. Shit. So we walk around the side of the house to Avery's room, and lucky for us, there's this big-ass window, and I'm like, yo, can you open it so we can get in? And she's like,
It is open.
Bro, only this tiny ass rectangle in the top left was open at a 60 degree angle.
But that was our only way in, so I held Bob up and through the window.
But now I gotta get up there, and I'm bigger than Bob, so I put my head through and I'm trying to slowly creep into the room. And then I lean just a little too far and I'm headed face first onto Alice's hardwood floor.
And listen, Bob has come in clutch many times. He saved me from drowning, coyotes, getting in trouble, but out of all these things, I'm most grateful for Bob catching me as I fell through this fucking window.
Because drowning and dying would have been pretty bad, like boo-hoo, rip chains, you know what I'm saying? But imagine falling through a window and eating shit face first in front of the hose. Like, I would have preferred the drowning, bro. But after that close call, I was a little flabbergasted, you know what I'm saying? But Alice has the audacity to ask me this loaded-ass question, like, oh, hey, what's your name?
Me?
Yeah, you.
The name's for real. Chains for real.
Nice to meet you, Mr. For Real. I'm Alice.
And so we all just started talking and shit, but I keep noticing Alice was getting a bunch of text messages. And I remember thinking it was probably her mom or something, so I shrugged that shit off and I'm like, yo, we should watch a movie.
Yeah, we should. Yeah.
And I wasn't about to make the same mistake I made last time. So I found the most dog shit horror movie on the face of Netflix and threw that shit on. And man, that shit was ass. In fact, it was so ass that we just started cuddling and shit. Like, what else was there to do? But now that we were close, I could feel the vibrations of Alice's phone getting a call, so she's like,
one second, I'll be right back.
And I wasn't trying to eavesdrop, but I could low-key hear what she was saying through the door.
I'm just at Avery's house. We're watching a movie. Oh my god, okay, that's fine. Okay.
But when she comes back, she puts a pillow between us. Like the same type of shit two dudes do to make sure they don't fuck in their sleep. And I'm trying to piece everything together, and as I'm coming to the conclusion that this girl has a boyfriend, I hear footsteps coming towards the door. And when the door opens, I'm fucking bamboozled to see a 60-year-old man who looks furious. And I'm just hoping this isn't Alice's boyfriend, cause if it is, we got bigger problems on our hands. But as I seen the way this man looked at Bob, I realized he's Avery's dad. And Bob wasted no time jumping out that fucking window. But for me, let's just say that shit wasn't very elegant, cause I got stuck for what felt like 5 minutes making eye contact with this grown ass man.
Well, what are you trying to seduce my dad or something? Like get the fuck out.
And I'm not gonna lie, we ran, bro. And once we made it home, me and Bob were relieved. But when I go to check my phone, I got a little notification on Snapchat. And I'm expecting it to be Alice or maybe even Team Snapchat or something, I don't know. But I sure as hell wasn't expecting it to be a motherfucker named Ryan Donaldson. And Ryan must have woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning, cause he's like, what the fuck did you do, dude? So I hit him back with a, who dis? And he's like, Ryan Donaldson.
Yeah, no, I can see your username, bruh, but I have no clue who you are.
I'm Alice's boyfriend, bitch. And Ryan got his shit hit with an instant block, bro. And so the moral of the story is, if you're gonna...
Getting zooted is a remarkable experience. However, the moment you step into a public setting, everything changes. I mean, being baked in public is the equivalent of trying to run track with clown shoes on. It's the equivalent of being an astronaut in the ocean. It's like bringing a sword to a gunfight. And trust me, I've been caught lacking, baked beyond belief on several occasions. That is, until I learned the art of pretending you're not zooted. So, the first order of business is covering up that dank smell. Cause shit, you and I both know if you get caught reeking of that sweet, sweet smell of Mary Jane, your cover's blown. So take some Axe, some cologne, some goddamn Febreze and just douse yourself. And just when you think you put too much, spray some more, bro. And although all this Axe is gonna have you smelling like a frat boy, so, it is crucial that we avoid the following scenario at all costs.
You get some of this.
Nice.
Yo, do you think you can still smell it?
Nah, dude. I can't smell it at all. What about me?
Shit, it's like we didn't even smoke. But truth be told, both of these motherfuckers smell like weed, bro.
The next order of business is those goddamn bloodshot eyes. I'm not gonna lie, those eyes of yours are a dead giveaway, bro.
I mean, you look fucking obliterated. Like, go look in the mirror.
Yeah, we're gonna need some eye drops real quick. Just a few drops here, you know what I'm saying? Few drops here. Yep. Yeah, that's a lot better. But you know what? For a little safety measure, throw these hoes on. Damn. Now you're looking sober and fresh as fuck, but how are you feeling? Ah, your mouth's a little dry, huh? Well, I got just the thing for you. You see this? Yeah, shit's called water. It's gonna help you with that cotton mouth, and it'll keep you hydrated. Yeah, that's some good old H2O. Nice. Yeah, no, go take a look in the mirror. Yeah, you're looking good. But before you go outside, we gotta go over some of the basic principles of pretending you're not faded. Number one is no rambling. Talking too much can be a slippery slope, which will ultimately compromise the mission. Yo, Chains, what time is it?
It's, 107.
107?
Wait, bro, 107 isn't
the
time.
How did the first person make the clock even know what time it was?
What is this dude talking about?
Did they just randomly decide and, you know, just start running with it?
Hold up.
Chains is baked as hell.
No.
And principle number two, don't talk too little. Although talking too much can sell the mission, so can talking too little.
Hi there, what can I get for you? Sir, what do you want?
Hello, welcome to McDonald's. What the fuck do you want, bitch?
Yeah, we got a customer who's on fucking Mars.
And last, but of course not least, is the golden rule for pretending you're not zooted. Just say you're tired, bro. It's undefeated. It works like a fucking charm. It hasn't failed
him
yet.
Failed him yet.
Chains, have you been smoking the devil's lettuce?
Nah, I'm just tired.
Oh, okay.
Hey, were you just smoking in the bathroom?
Nah, I'm just really tired.
Oh, okay, my fault.
So you're telling me you've been found driving with a joint in your mouth, 3 ounces of weed, and you failed the drug test?
Objection, Your Honor. My client here, he was tired.
Innocent. He's proven innocent. He's good.
So with all this being said, I think you're ready to go out. Well, where are you going anyways?
What? You're going to your grandma's 89th birthday?
Aw, shit. Good luck with that, man. Oh, grandson, it's so nice to see you.
Man, there's a lot of questionable places on Earth, like the Bermuda Triangle or Area 51 or even this place. But none of these places can compare to the questionability of high school. And so inevitably, there's some weird ass kids in that joint. Like, you gotta be careful who you talk to, bro, cause you approach the wrong student and shit. You're getting cussed out by a pack of hyenas in social studies class. And usually I never care what other people do. Like, you do you, you know what I'm saying? But when I gotta sit through that shit for 6 hours a day, 5 days a week, shit, can you stop doing you for like 5 minutes, bro? And speaking of annoying kids, there's always that one kid in class who's constantly gargling on the teacher's meat. Like, we'll be finishing up the last class on a Friday, and of course the teacher's pet's gotta say some shit like,
Mr. Cumminson, is there no homework for us to complete over the weekend?
Well, no, believe it or not, I'd rather not spend my weekend marking your shitty ass little essay, so.
But don't worry, Mr. Cumminson, I can help you mark essays all weekend long.
Whoa, isn't that against school policy?
Well, what's against school policy?
Riding Mr. Cumminson's dick with no license?
Hey, you're not allowed to swear.
And of course, the class clown. And man, I really just gotta commend him for his work. Like, it's not an easy job being the class clown. Dude threw his entire GPA, future, and probably got his shit whooped on multiple occasions just to keep the class entertained. Like, I'll be rotting in English class, about to fall asleep, until the class clown starts cooking the teacher for no apparent reason.
And next we're looking at adjectives. Does anyone have any good examples?
Yeah, Jason.
Bald as shit.
Oh,
well,
shit.
No, that's actually 3 words.
No, I wasn't even using an example. You're just so goddamn bald, it's distracting.
God, hey, damn. You know what they say. The more hair I lose, the more head I get.
Stop the cat.
No. I don't think that's true, Mr. Clean. Cause you got more hair than you got hoes. And that says a lot with your Caillou looking ass.
Yo,
Just go to detention, man.
And you know we got the Redditor, bro. Now, don't be deceived. Redditors can come in all shapes and sizes. Especially the extra large size. And even the extra, extra large size. But regardless, they all have the same programming encoded into their brains. They're either talking about a video game or they're quoting a meme, bro. And I got a little piece of advice to any Redditors out there. I don't care how funny that shit may be in your head. If you have to verbally describe what a meme looks like, for your sake, just don't say it, bro. Because I promise you that joke will not hit.
And next up we got Darren presenting a slideshow on why Elon Musk is poggers. Whenever you're ready.
Me standing in front of the class waiting to present.
You know that meme where Mike Wazowski is standing there in an awkward fashion with his hands by his side and he's got like two eyes.
Now there really is levels to being a Redditor. And don't get me wrong, they're not all that bad, but the ones that got that I pause my game to be here tea paired up with the beer belly neck beard combo. That shit is lethal. And if you press E to interact with one of these bad boys, you'll get stuck in an endless time loop hearing about Among Us memes and hentai. Now the band kids are like the Redditor's second cousin. Like it's all the same shit, but bro just knows how to play a tuba. Now on the opposite side of the spectrum, we got the dudes who touch grass. The athletes. Now, I feel like these dudes got a bad reputation when it comes to the jock stereotypes from the movies. Because the ratio of athletes shoving nerds in lockers is probably like 1 in 75. And the one was most likely just having a bad day. Speaking of bad days, getting shoved in a locker really has a way of ruining your day, and you really gotta feel bad for the nerds who have to endure this type of harassment every single day. Well, actually, it's only every other Tuesday after their football practice. Yeah, but you shouldn't have to be shoved in a locker at all. You shouldn't have to be. That's grammatically incorrect. It's actually supposed
Man,
to be you shouldn't
shut
be.
Shut the...
There's really just three types of smart people. The first dude, you wouldn't even be able to tell bro's smart because he's just lazy as fuck. He'd be acing every test using 1% of his brain power. Like, he's got that Elon Musk potential, but shit, he just doesn't really feel like being a billionaire today. Or on the other hand, we got the weirdly political and argumentative smart dude. This guy used up all his IQ points on logic and reasoning and completely forgot to upgrade his social awareness. Because this is the kind of guy that everyone mutually agrees is just annoying as fuck. Like, you can't do shit around this dude without him trying to start an argument. Yo, Chains, you think I sink this half-court shot? Bro, there is no chance you make that shit. You are incorrect. No chance implies that statistically there is a 0% chance that it goes in, which is wrong, as others have made this exact shot before Billy. Truthfully, there's a chance for just about anything to happen, even though the chances may be slim. Well, that's cap, because there's no chance for you, bro. No chance for me to what? You gotta be more specific.
For you to get some bitches!
And some people are just smart, and they still have the ability to be a normal functioning member of society. A lot of these people are chill as fuck. Like, they can teach you shit you don't understand, carry you in group projects, and if they're goated, they can just bless you with the homework. And this is not the same is getting your homework from the class clown or the athlete, because this shit is actually correct. And next, we got the other dudes who touch grass. The stoners. Why are you looking at me? There's always a dude posted up in the back of the class who's visually fried as fuck. You'll commonly see him posted up with a snack of some sort, and you know they never forget the Bev. Now you don't want this dude's homework, because I promise you we will just have a bunch of doodles with some mushrooms and this graffiti S, and somehow these motherfuckers will manage to take a multiple choice test and get every answer wrong. Like, it's actually kind of impressive when you think about it. But besides that, they're just cool people. But I'm not gonna lie, I can't really say the same about the hot Cheeto girls, bro. Like, these girls put in an effort to be as loud as possible. Like, Lord forbid, if one of these girls breaks one of their long ass nails, it doesn't matter if you sit on the opposite side of the class, you're gonna hear about it. You're also gonna hear them chewing those hot Cheetos, cause they be lip smacking like crazy. Speaking of smacking, there's always that one kid in school who simply enjoys smacking motherfuckers. And at my school, it was Jordan Johnson. And if you see my high school fights video,
that's why you don't mess with me, yo. I'm Jordan Johnson.
Or my high school dances video,
I'm Jordan Johnson.
You would know. Jordan Johnson keeps a solid-ass record. But it's at the point where bros fought so many people that nobody really even fucks with them. Because now it's like either you fought Jordan Johnson or your homies fought Jordan Johnson. And either way, it's fuck Jordan Johnson. But all bias aside, you just got to appreciate the top-tier, high-value entertainment that JJ brings to the school. Like, after a long day of calculus and chemistry, there's nothing like watching a dude get Batista bombed in front of the whole school. And speaking of the whole school, 75% of the whole school are straight NPCs. And there's nothing wrong with it. It is what it is, because honestly, I love you for that. I couldn't be happier to share the school with you, my man. Cause I'm not gonna lie, I don't think I would survive a school without NPCs. The sheer amount of Redditors, hot Cheeto girls, and teachers' pets? Fuck, I'd rather be homeschooled at that point. But all jokes aside, man, every student plays a crucial part of the high school experience. A slippery slope. Like, one day you can skip and it'll slide no problem, like...
Oh, hey, buddy, welcome back. We missed you.
Yeah. You skipped 2 days? You're chilling.
Hey, look who's back.
Yeah. But when you go to class after skipping 3 days, all of a sudden shit is serious.
Chains, what? Why haven't you been here, huh?
Well, you know, it was some family stuff.
Oh, yeah, family stuff. What family stuff?
What I don't really want to talk about.
What family stuff?
It was my grandma's funeral.
Damn. But that is no reason to miss a test.
And Lord forbid, if you miss a whole week, the school board turns into the FBI. Like, during the whole pandemic, one of my homies refused to go to any online classes. And one day, he was enjoying his extended vacation while smoking up outside his crib. Next thing he knows, he's making direct eye contact with his science teacher while smoking grass. And because they started going FBI mode when you skip your classes, the homies discovered a top secret method so we could skip classes with zero consequences. So, when you would skip a class, the teachers would instantly hop on their laptops and whip up an email along the lines of,
Mrs. For Real, are you aware that your son, Chains, has missed his science class today? If this is continued, Chains' grade will continue to drop, which might ultimately lead to him failing my class. Mr. Perkinson.
Now, Mr. Perkinson would write these emails with the hopes of my mom reading them and then beating my ass. When it really went like, my mom would read it and she would politely ask me how my science class was today. I would cap my ass off and then she would proceed to beat my ass. And one day after I got my shit whooped, I was talking to the homie Bob. Yo, we're going to Chipotle next class. You trying to come?
Man, I don't know. I'm getting real tired of these ass whoopings, bro.
Ass whoopings? You're getting ass whoopings?
Yeah, bro. Mr. Perk never fails to type up an email that results in the leather belt.
Oh, what? Nobody ever told you about the secret method?
Secret method?
Oh, you mean like wearing extra pants so the belt doesn't hit so hard?
No, I'm talking about the secret method so Mr. Perkinson's can't email your mom.
Why didn't you tell me sooner, bro?
So essentially, the method starts at the very beginning of the school year. At my school, they would give you this form with your parents' email, phone number, all the contact information, you know what I'm saying? You would need this form filled out and signed by a parent or guardian and then handed into the office. However, this man, Bob, conceptualized one of the greatest plans of our generation. And it went like this. So you would receive the empty form from the school, take it home to your parent / guardian, get that shit filled out, and get that signature. Then secretly, when nobody is watching, you hop on your computer, you make a fake email, like bobsmom123@gmail.com. Then you would change your mom's contact information into that fake ass email, and then deliver it to the office like nothing happened. So when Mr. Perkinson's smartass tries to get me whooped with one of those emails, I get that shit in my inbox. I read it through and respond with some shit like, Dear Mr. Perkinson's, thank you very much for bringing this to my attention. I was unaware of my son's absence in pursuing his educational prowess. I will discipline him with a punishment that may or may not involve me whooping the absolute shit out of his tushy. Thank you, Mr. Perkinsons. And I already know this dude, Mr. Perkinsons, was reading that email like, oh, yup, he is definitely getting his ass beat tonight. Meanwhile, I was typing that shit up in bed while munching on some nachos. So you best believe I was abusing this newly found secret strategy. I mean, I was missing every other class. And it was just all sunshine and rainbows. But you know what they say. It's not all sunshine and rainbows. I mean, I really don't recommend using this strategy. And I'm not saying that to be some mature role model. I say that because there was one flaw in the strategy Bob forgot to tell me. And that was as soon as my mom saw my report card with all those absences.
God damn.
She made up for every single beating I missed. April 20th, 420, the day when everyone puts their differences aside and they just hotbox the Earth's entire atmosphere. Man, what a time to be alive. Now, I don't know if any of y'all have gone to one of those 420 conventions before, but goddamn, these motherfuckers be getting higher than Buzz Lightyear, bro. Like, at this point, they aren't even baked. They're fucking deep fried. They just be walking around hotboxing cities at a time. And anyone in a 500 foot radius is gonna start feeling the effects of that Mary Jane. Like, I remember my first time going to one of these things and I was still a minor with an O. However, I had done some pregame before the convention. So let me just put it like this. If I was a potato, I would have been a baked potato. So heading into the convention, I was already a little bit paranoid because as I looked around, all I could see was a bunch of hippie dudes with beards and shit. And at the time, I was just repping that peach fuzz. I was standing out like a sore thumb. So you can only imagine how hard I was shitting my pants when my high ass saw a cop walking in my direction. I instantly started brainstorming how I was gonna outmaneuver this cop so he doesn't send my ass to jail. So boom, busted a right, dropped the shoulder, hit a left, and I ran into this crowd of people. And I don't know about y'all, but for me, whenever something remotely scary happens while I'm zooted, I'm gonna be paranoid for the rest of my high. So in my high ass brain, I'm like a wanted criminal. I got 5 stars right now. So I'm out here constantly scanning the area for 12, right? But I start to make some notable observations. I realize half these motherfuckers are wearing sunglasses and it's not even sunny. Like, how the fuck did I miss the memo this bad? But luckily for me, there's hundreds of dudes selling overpriced random ass shit. So it really didn't take long for me to find a dude selling sunglasses. And even though it was 25 bones for these shitty ass sunglasses, I still cop them so I can hide my identity. And of course, the glasses have the devil's lettuce plastered all over them, but I'm El Chapo level wanted at this point. So I'm doing anything I can to hide my identity, including dropping my life savings on these dog shit glasses. So I'm out here pushing through these groups of people, but I'm keeping it low key. And as I'm scanning to the right of me and to the left of me, my dumbass pretty much walks right up to a cop. And the moment I realized that homie was right in front of me looking at me, I started to panic, bro. I felt like at this point, my best option was just to confess. Like, if I take the plea deal, I'll definitely get a lower sentence. But as I was stressing heavy, that adrenaline starts to kick in. And I know some of y'all can relate to this, but the scientific breakdown shows that when you're zooted and you get into a high stress scenario, the adrenaline gears up and starts beefing with the THC in your brain. Now, if you're lucky, the adrenaline will beat the THC's ass and will have you thinking properly in said stressful situation, which is exactly what happened to your boy. So as I transform from a baked potato into a less baked potato, this is where the table really started to turn. I looked at this cop in the eyes and this motherfucker was more baked than me. Like, shit, at this point, I'm about to put this dude on citizen's arrest.
Officer, are you baked right now?
No, there's a, sorry, there,
There seems to be a lot of cannabis in the air right now, and so it's like...
This poor officer probably had to pull an 8-hour shift in the world's biggest hotbox while trying to do his job. And needless to say, after realizing the officers were fated than a hoe, I had no problem walking around with my peach fuzz mustache smoking on that Mary Jane. Bro, in life, there's so many things you can cheat on. Like, you can cheat on your diet, you can cheat on your girlfriend, you can cheat on your barber, you can cheat on your girlfriend with your barber. Shit, you can even cheat on your taxes. So compared to everything else, cheating on a little math test is not that bad. Like, compared to your taxes, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, shit.
Hey, we've all cheated on our barber, but you cannot cheat on this math test.
Oh, shit. Damn, bro. I know we've all cheated on our girl, but you cheated on me, dog.
Oh, shit.
Babe, I know we cheated on our taxes, but you cheated on me?
Oh, shit.
Listen, in our entire lifespan, we've all cheated on something. Whether it's a game of Uno, your girlfriend, or your other girlfriend, it's usually not worth it, because congratulations, bro, you won the game of Uno, but now you have to look yourself in the mirror knowing you're a cheater and a liar that has three Uno cards up his ass. But when it comes to school tests, cheating is 100% worth it, bro. And I'm not condoning cheating at all, but let's just think about this logically. Like, why are we at school in the first place? We're at school to learn things and skills that we can use in real life. Now, are we really using trigonometry in real life? Well, effectively, this depends on what career.
Hell nah, bro. It was a rhetorical question. We are not using trigonometry.
But you know what we will use? Creative thinking, communication, social awareness, logic and reasoning, and most definitely our fucking phones. All five of which are strongly developed through the act of cheating on a school test. And on top of becoming a better human, better grades, it's the ultimate win-win. Your teacher feels like they did a good job teaching, your parents think they didn't raise a dumbass, and if you're good enough at cheating, you might just fuck around and get into Harvard. But once again, I am not condoning cheating, you know, just throwing that out there, you know, But yeah, as I was saying, you shouldn't cheat, right? Like, it's bad. Cheating is not good, but you do know what they say. If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Facts!
Yeah. Wait, no. What? So if cheating in school is so valid, why doesn't everyone do it? And that's because if you get caught... Let me tell you, bro. This story takes place in grade 9 when me, Bob, and Billy were some straight freshmen, bro. And coming into high school, you get your shit absolutely clapped by double the workload. But lucky for me, Bob and Billy were both in my math class, which meant we had triple the studying power. But we also had triple the fucking around power, and we used that shit to its maximum capacity, bro. But you know what they say, the more you fuck around, the more you find out. And when we got our first test back, shit, we found out. We found out we're a bunch of dumbasses who are about to fail grade 9 math, and we couldn't let that shit happen. So for the next test, we studied extremely hard. Off George's math test during the test. I mean, we were cheating with maximum efficiency. Like, we had a whole assembly line where Bob would look at George's test, throw up the number, and Billy would pass it along. And all of a sudden, our grades are making the meanest comeback Mr. Mathinson had ever seen. I mean, life was great. We went to school, cheated, played some Fortnite, succeeded, browsing history, deleted, and then repeated. I mean, we were just living life with no worries until...
The polynomials test.
I walked into this test thinking, psh, I know what a polygon is, I should be chilling. And when the teacher handed out the test, I was bewildered to see all these fucking letters on my test. Look, like, is this math class or English, bruh?
Yeah, I think I got the wrong sheet.
Huh? No, that's the right test.
Well, what's the deal with this?
I mean, that's just, it's just polynomials.
Dog, I can name every single polygon, but who the fuck wrote Elon Musk's son name on my goddamn math question?
Yeah, Chains. That's what we call a variable. It's called a variable.
Yeah, I know. I know that. And I knew it before you said it, too. Cause, we learned about it in class.
Yeah, right. Right.
Now, this would have been extremely bad if we didn't have the ultimate method we like to call George. Because George was one of those dudes who loved studying. Like, he'd wake up and go to school, then come home and study till he dropped, bro. Like, if you kidnapped George's whole family and told him you'd only give them back if he answered this equation, this motherfucker would just be happy he got more homework, bro. And because of this, we had a little deal going with George. If he let us cheat off his math test, we would teach him how to be a normal dude. We were teaching this kid how to dap someone up, how to use slang, and all I'ma say is, this motherfucker should've just stuck to math, bro. Yo, Chains, sauce me a bite, big dog.
I got you.
Shit, Chains, you just busted in my throat, gang.
Hey, yo.
George, what you just said right there sounded gay as hell. Type shit. So as I was saying, I'm looking at this math test with more letters than numbers, and it would have been raps for me if it wasn't for the George method. So I'm looking at Billy, Billy's looking at Bob, and Bob's looking at George's test, and we're absolutely flying through this polynomials test. And about halfway through, I look up to get the next answer, and I get jump scared by Mr. Matheson mean mugging my shit. And you can see it in his eyes. He knew exactly what was going down, and he took me, Billy and Bob's tests and took us to the hallway.
What do you guys think you're doing?
Polygon.
I'm pretty sure it's like Paul.
Why did I see you three throwing up your fingers during our test?
Well, you see, Mr. Matheson, we're gang affiliated.
No, bro, what the fuck?
All right, you three, cut the shit. I caught you cheating. All three of you are getting zeros on this test, and I don't want to see it happen again, or I'm contacting your parents.
All right, it won't happen again. You're right. We're not in a gang, by the way.
Yeah, I know, buddy.
Well, shit.
Yo, what happened to you jits? Are you chilling?
Bro, Mr. Matheson caught us lacking real bad.
Yeah, he gave us all zeros on the test.
Holy shit, it sounds like Mr. Matheson just absolutely railed you guys. No cap
right now.
And all three of us proceeded to absolutely shit the bed on all of our next tests. And it was at the point where our grades were on life support and our math final was coming up. So if we didn't get our shit together for this final, our parents were about to put us on life support with that leather belt. So we put our cheating ways in the past and locked in, bro. We were focused in class, and after, we went to Bob's crib and kept studying there. And then it clicked. We all finally understood polynomials. And so the next day, we walked into class confidently, knowing we were equipped with hours of studying. We lock in, sit down, and then the teacher gives us our test. And as soon as we lay our eyes on that very first question of the test, we were fucked. Now, don't get me wrong, we could do polynomials all day long, but we forgot this was a final. Meaning, we forgot to study numeracy, exponent laws, rational numbers, linear relations, inequalities, geometry, probability, and statistics, and in other words, we didn't know shit. And before I can even make eye contact with the boys to tell them I'm fucked, these motherfuckers are already hopping back on the George method. And listen, bro, as you can tell, I'm no mathematician, and I did not study probability or statistics, but from what I'm seeing at this very moment, I have two options. I can do the test legitimately and have a 99% chance of failing grade 9 math and getting my shit whooped while simultaneously having my entire family realize they raised a dumbass who won't go anywhere in life and is destined to draw Stickman for all of eternity, or I could cheat. So we're out here hitting the George method, and I'm being extra careful, cause if we get caught lacking twice, it's complete and utter raps for us, bro. So we're grinding out the method, then the teacher looks up, boom, we're locked in on our own tests. He puts his head down,
back to the method. And there was a few times in there I thought we were cooked, but we just kept it pushing. But still, we were low-key running out of time, and I had a whole page to complete. And God bless this random-ass dude's soul, because he raises his hand to ask a question, and as soon as the teacher turns his back on us, it's crunch time, bro. It's like double XP right now. Bob was out here throwing up these numbers so goddamn fast, I thought he turned Crip for a second. And then the bell went off, and we were all done, bro. We hand in our test, and then it was time to wait. A few classes go by, and then the teacher hands out our math finals alongside our report cards. And nervous as hell, we all check our report cards, and we all passed, bro. So we all go home, happy as hell to show our parents our report cards and the fact that we passed. Chains, you got a 54 in math?
Yup, Mom, I sure did. You raised one hell of a smarty pants.
Oh, fuck. But at the end of the day, even if we all got our shit whooped, maybe the real treasure is the friends we made along the way.
Yo, homies, I'm bricked up right now.
Oh, no. Fuck.
Alright, I already touched on the unspeakable things that go down in the high school bathrooms, bro. But there's only one place on earth that is more foul than those bathrooms. And it's the goddamn locker rooms. That room smells like complete and utter dog shit mixed with Axe spray. Like, maybe I just went to school with a whole lot of Discord mods, but the rancid smell of the boys' locker room would contaminate anything in a 50-foot radius. And shit, Lord knows what goes down in that questionable place. Like, you'll walk in there and see anything, bro. Motherfuckers will be having fights, chicken fights, group fights, sword fights. Like, any laws and rules simply don't apply to the boys' locker room. Motherfuckers will be throwing hands, selling drugs, committing arson, committing several counts of fucking tax evasion. Shit, you name it. It's pretty much a GTA lobby in that bitch. Like, I remember one day I walked into PE and my teacher was like,
"Hey, nah, where's your PE strip?"
And I was like, shit, it's in the locker room. So I walk into the locker room and there's just two motherfuckers throwing hands and they just stop and look at me like, "Oh shit, I'm gonna just get my backpack and shit." So yeah. Alright, y'all be safe. And then they just went back to beating the shit out of each other. Now listen, I don't spend too much time in the girls' locker room, but anytime I walk by there, that shit smells like rose petals and rainbows. So I can only imagine there's no group fights, no chicken fights. Hopefully no fucking sword fights. And bro, you deadass can't leave shit in the locker room. Like, if you leave anything not locked up, it's gone. These kids are ruthless, bro. They're snatching your wallet, your phone, your clothes. Shit, they're taking your PB&J sandwich. And the thing is, if you want your PB&J back, you're gonna have to get it back in blood, because there's no laws in the locker room. See, if someone snatched my sandwich in math class, I'm turning into 6'9", bro. Mr. Cumminson, Jordan Johnson here, who lives on 123 Stickman Drive, postal code STK53Z, just stole my peanut butter and jelly sandwich my mom made me, so I'ma need his ass suspended. But if you try to tell a teacher about anything that happened in the locker rooms, they don't give a fuck. But Mr. Principal, Jordan Johnson just stabbed me and stole my backpack, my phone, my wallet, and my ID.
Damn, I'm sorry to hear that. Where did this happen?
It was in the locker room after PE.
Oh, you said the locker room? You're just gonna have to get it back in blood.
Back in blood? What are you talking about?
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. The way you're snitching right now, you kinda look like a bitch.
But yo, one time me, Billy, and Bob were coming back to the locker room after some good old dodgeball, and Billy notices a dude rummaging through his backpack. So he's like, yo, what are you doing, bro? But when he turned around, Billy was bamboozled to find out the kid rummaging through his bag, he was special. And there was just this moment of silence. Yo, am I supposed to like beat his ass right now? Or
bruh, I'm sure you didn't take anything. Just politely ask for your bag back.
Alright, yeah. Oh, hey man, can I get my bag back, please?
And the kid just hugged Billy, and then he left. And I'm still confused to this day, but I'm gonna be honest. Locker rooms weren't all that bad, cause sometimes you'd walk in that hole and they would just be throwing a party. Now, it still smells like ass, and there was literally no females, but it was still kinda lit. Like, you'd walk in there and it would transform into the club.
Shout out my label, that's me. I'm in this bitch with TP. I'm in this bitch with all track.
Or you'll walk in there and they'll just be giving out free pizza. Like walking into the locker room is a gamble. You might walk in there and get robbed or you'll get some fucking pizza. I don't know. But what I do know is there's only 10 types of dudes in the locker room. Starting with that one kid who must have thought it was the 1800s the way he was whipping motherfuckers. Next, we got the poor guy who's just trying to change. He's quiet, he's normal, and he changes. It's a locker room, so it makes sense. Then we got that one poor soul who gets absolutely cooked by the entire locker room. Yo, why is Kevin built like Mike Wazowski? Bro's got no neck. We're stick men. None of us have neck.
Shut up. You skip neck.
Yeah, he skips neck. Next, we got Bob. Bob's just that guy that casually takes his shirt off, and he's built like Giga Chad. Like, shit. Fucking sexy ass Bob. And I don't know why, but there was always that one guy who thought it was a good idea to just whip his nuts out. Unprovoked, uncalled for, completely out of pocket. Like, what do you look like with your nuts out in a room with 30 half-naked sweaty dudes? Like, personally, in that situation, I'm keeping my balls in my boxers. Thank you very much. And bro, tell me why there was always one kid who was just dousing himself in Axe spray. And it's always the mustiest motherfucker doing it too. Like, who's gonna tell him that Axe spray doesn't replace taking showers, bruh? And I don't know about your locker room, but for mine, there was always a dude eating. Like, out of all the places on earth, why are you eating in the locker room? Like, for some reason, there's something about eating around a bunch of dudes in their boxers that just doesn't sit right with me. I mean, simply by bringing that sandwich into the locker room makes it contaminated. That sandwich will be tasting like wet dog and Axe spray. And next, we got the kid who just makes as much noise as humanly possible.
Shut the fuck up.
And then there's that one dude who decides he's having a shower. And all power to that guy, but personally, there is no fucking way I'm showering in school. Like, I can't trust this little door to stop these menaces from breaking into my shower. Cause remember, there's no laws in the locker room. Like, it's no jail, but I'm sure if you drop the soap in there, you're gonna get violated. And of course, you got the fiend. There's always a dude fiending for a vape in every locker room. And it's low-key worse in the locker room than the bathrooms. Like, these locker room fiends would do a little bit too much for some nicotine. I've seen them pay $5 for a single hit, and fuck, I don't want to know what they'll do for a hit when they run out of money. And still, I'm not gonna lie, the high school bathrooms get wild. They'll be hotboxed, there'll be fight clubs, but the thing about the bathrooms is a teacher can walk in at any time and get every student suspended. Like, even the poor kid taking a piss will probably get suspended just by association. Which is exactly why the high school locker rooms get so fucking rowdy. Because there's truly no teacher strong enough to stop the buffoonery that goes on in these locker rooms. So they don't even try. Shit, I don't care if your teacher is John Cena. There is no single man who can put a stop to the fuck shit that goes down in the locker rooms. But there is one thing that can. A female.
Billy is one of my closest homies, and we've been friends ever since we were little kids, and for as long as I can remember, Billy's been a dumbass, bro. I'm talking, he's slightly restarted, you know what I mean? And everyone knows Billy for just two things. Always making the absolute worst decision possible, and always having the best stories, bro. Like, statistically, this motherfucker should have died 61 different times already, bro.
Nah, I got plot armor, bro.
Bro, no you don't.
I do.
Man, shut the fuck up.
What the fuck?
fuck?
Now, this story takes place on February 14th, 2025, Valentine's Day. And I'm gonna be so honest. This story is one of the craziest stories I've ever heard in my life, bro. So, wait, can you swear to them that is real?
It is.
Say you swear.
I swear, bro.
On everything you love, the Valentine's story happened, bro.
On everything I love, the Valentine's story really happened.
It was a fine Valentine's Day night. Bob, Billy, and I were awesome single dudes, except Billy had a little situation, you know. He was talking to a girl named Elise, and they would hang out from time to time, but it was a new thing, so they weren't really dating, and they were definitely not Valentine. Now, I don't know much about Elise, but just 2 weeks prior, Billy was telling me about how he met some cute girl. They would text, they would hang out, but for whatever reason, their conversations would always be some like,
hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I am a little bit stressed because I'm moving and everything.
Oh, yeah, moving sucks. How about you come over, I relieve all your stress type shit.
Billy, I really like you.
I like you too, Elise.
But I think you might be a whore.
Wait, what?
Like, you're most likely a bop.
Okay, wait, I mean,
you're
like,
definitely a fuckboy.
Okay, chill now. I've never fucked a boy in my life.
So keeping that in mind, we were all single, and this Valentine's happened to land on a Friday, and because of this,
we going to the club.
Yeah. So the plan was simple. We go to the drink store to get something to pregame, go back to my house, and then hit the club, fall in love, and live happily ever after. Now the problem was, Billy was stuck working a 9.5 hour shift until 10 p.m. Now he was the pizza delivery guy for a chain we'll call
Big Caesar.
So he's doing his thing, delivering those Valentine's pizzas. Well, me and Bob decide that we would go get the drinks now and meet Billy back at the crib once he's off work. So we hop in the car, we get to the drink store, and at this point it's 9:30 p.m. And so Bob calls Billy to ask what he wants. No answer. I call him. No answer. We both text him. Nothing. Now this was strange because Billy usually responds while he's working, but we shrug it off. We go inside the store and get Billy his go-to bottle.
Tennessee.
So we go back to my house and get to my room at about 10 p.m. and still no word from Billy. So we're waiting for a good 20 minutes and then I get a text message from Billy. The craziest shit ever just happened. So I'm like, what happened? Bro, it's so crazy, I need to tell you in person. So Billy whips it over to my house, kicks down the door, and instantly starts breaking down the craziest plot I've ever heard, bruh.
Yo, listen, this story takes place 1 hour ago.
It was 9:30 p.m. and Billy was finishing up a long 9.5 hour shift with his very last delivery of the night, but the problem was his phone was on 1% and he didn't even have a charger. So Billy locks in and memorizes all the directions to get there right before his phone dies. So from one side of the city, Billy goes 100% straight off the dome to the other side of the city for his last delivery on this fine Valentine's Day night. Billy hops out of the car, walks up to the house, knocks, and they open the door.
Hey man, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, but I didn't order a pizza.
Oh shit, are you sure?
Gerald, did we order a pizza?
Fuck no.
Yeah, no, we didn't order a pizza.
I don't know. It says a meat lover's pizza for 3516.
Oh, honey, no. This is 3416. 3516 is all the way around the back of the cul-de-sac.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Have a good night.
So Billy's walking for a good 8 minutes to get to the back of the cul-de-sac where at last he finds 3516. He walks up to the door, knocks, and a fine-looking woman in her 40s opens the door holding a vape, and Billy sees a little potential here.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day, man.
Aw, thank you.
Of course, beautiful. How's your Valentine's Day going?
You know, it's okay.
Why's this okay? You ain't got no special plans?
Well, honestly, my husband's out drinking at the bar, so... Bro, this was the perfect situation for Billy, bro. There's so many things he could say to make a move right here, and out of the infinite combinations of words he could put together, he says...
Well... A man's got a drink, you know?
Yeah, okay, yeah, well, anyways, here you go. Keep the change. Have a good one. Billy fucking sold, bruh. He missed a wide open layup, and as he turns around to head back to his car in shame, Billy gets an idea. A genius idea, if I do say so myself. So Billy turns back around, walks back up to the door, and knocks again. Hey, what's up?
Hey, so, my car, like the pizza car, is on the other side of the cul-de-sac, so if there's any way I could cut through, it would save me like 10 minutes.
Yeah, of course, come in. And this motherfucker just got his own rebound off the backboard, bro, but he only has 60 seconds on the shot clock to make a move, and so he starts breaking down that professional barrier.
So, what's your name?
My name's
Angelina. What's your name?
My name's Billy.
Wow, you have a very beautiful name.
And you have a very beautiful smile.
Ah, thank you.
Holy fucking shit, he was cooking, but they had made it to the basement, meaning he only has 30 seconds left before he's back to the cold, lonely outside world. So Billy cooks up yet another genius play.
Angelina, I really hate to ask, but is there any way I could charge my phone real quick? Like, I just need to get it to like 5%.
Of course, honey, sit down. It's no worries at all.
This motherfucker, Billy. Did it again, bro. Now, I don't know if it's because she just wanted some human connection on his Valentine's night or she was genuinely just being nice, but this motherfucker's now in a position where he's posted up on this woman's couch in her basement at 10 p.m. on a Valentine's night.
Yo, what flavor is that?
Oh, it's mango ice. It's my favorite.
Damn. You think I could take a hit?
Only if I could hit chores.
Oh, shit. I bet.
So as these two fiends are bonding over a little nicotine addiction, Billy's like,
so you said your husband went up to the bar?
Yeah, he did. To be honest, it kind of hurts, because, like, it just sucks to be alone on Valentine's Day, you know?
Yeah, 100%. I feel you. I don't go to Valentine either. Type shit.
Now, at this very moment, Billy's about to shoot a shot farther than a three-pointer. Farther than a half-court, full-court football field. This was a blindfolded shot from Mars by a six-year-old kid with Down syndrome, bruh.
I mean, shit. We could be Valentine's tonight.
Oh, that's so sweet, but my daughter's upstairs.
Ah, shit, yeah. I get it, but, like, this couch low-key spacious, though.
I mean, it's not that spacious.
Please?
Billy, you're funny. Now, at this moment, Billy's 0 for 3 with these shots. I mean, the defense line was tough. She's got a whole husband and a daughter who's just posted upstairs, probably waiting for that fucking pizza. But to be fair, Billy was still on the court, but his phone was already at a good 3% charge. So he needs a game-winning shot right now. And so he reaches deep into his bag. I'm talking middle school years. He pulls out a shot I never thought I would see in a big 2025.
This flavor's fire. Yo, let me show you a new trick.
Yeah? What is it?
Alright, so it's called a transfer. Basically, me and you just transfer the smoke.
Okay, teach me.
You gotta come closer, though, alright?
This motherfucker Billy swished a shot, bro, against all odds. Just 15 minutes ago, he was some bum delivering her Big Caesar's pizza. All of a sudden, now she's hot and ready, bruh. And so Billy's making out with some random dude's wife for a good 5 minutes. Then she's like...
Is your phone charged?
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, let me charge everything.
Of course, honey, it's my pleasure.
All right, I'm gonna text you.
Okay, drive safe.
And Billy leaves this married mother's house after making out with her as the fucking pizza delivery guy. Bro, what the fuck? Billy, are you dead ass?
I swear to God.
Bro, that story is fucking insane.
I mean, shit. I'm not done, bro.
Because if there's one thing that Big Caesar's taught Billy, it was how to deliver, bro. So he takes the receipt, boom, takes her number down and texts her. So he drives back to Big Caesar's, goes in, clocks out, hops in a car, drives home, goes inside, showers up, gets out of the shower to check his phone. No response.
Damn.
So Billy tries calling her straight to voicemail. He changes the no caller ID and calls again, and it rings, meaning... She blocked his ass, bro, and I have no clue why she would do such a thing. I mean, like, yeah, she has a husband and, like a kid and probably another boyfriend on the side, but damn, say something. And that's the moment when he gets a Snapchat notification. Elise has added you as a friend. Now, Elise is the girl he's been talking to on Snapchat, so why would she even have him unadded in the first place? So Billy's like,
you unadded me?
And she just hits him back with a WID.
Shit, I just got off work. What you doing?
Oh, I'm just chilling at home.
And then there's a brief pause.
Do you know whose house you were just in?
Do I know whose house I was just in? I've been to her house before. She doesn't even live close to...
Wait. And Billy starts piecing everything together. How Elise was moving houses. All the boxes laid out in that woman's house. How Elise's family loved eating Big Caesars. And the woman's daughter... being upstairs the whole time.
Oh, fuck.
Billy hooked up with his girl's mom.
Now, we have no clue what her mom told her, because it makes the most sense that she said something along the lines of,
hey, why did the pizza dude take so long?
Elise, I think he was flirting with me. Because let's be honest, what is the other option, bruh?
Hey, why did the pizza dude take so long?
Yeah, no, I mean, I just cheated on your father with the Big Caesar's pizza delivery guy who actually just happens to be your age. So Billy's texting Elise, trying to play it cool, like,
oh, I had no clue that was your house. What are the chances?
And she just says,
yeah, I get my good looks from my mom.
And then she blocked him again, bro. Because after telling her 100 times that he's not a hoe, he's not a bop, he's not a fuckboy.
I accidentally hooked up with her mom, bro.
Billy, you know I gotta make a video about this, right?
Yeah, I know.
Man, way back when, there was a time when you couldn't catch any